بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يسرنا في هذا الصباح أن نستضيف بضيف كريم ألا وهو الشيخ الدكتور الأستاذ العلامة فلاح بن إسماعيل المندكار وفقه الله لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه. It pleases us this morning to welcome our elder, our brother in Islam, doctor, and he's a professor as well, a Sheikh Falah ibn Ismail al-Mandakar. And he comes to us from Kuwait, and he is a graduate of the University of Medina from about 30 years ago. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him to be able to benefit from the scholars of our times, the likes of Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani, and the likes of Hamad al-Ansari, and Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, and Muhammad Aman al-Jami, and others. And alhamdulillah, this was on very short notice. And the Sheikh didn't come to America necessarily for da'wah. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these words that he put forward on the scale of good deeds, and that he benefits and that we all benefits from the words that will be presented. فَنَتْرُكُكُمْ مَعَ الشَّيْخِ فَتَفَضَّلْ يَا شَيْخَنَا مَشْكُورًا مَأْجُورًا
بارك الله فيكم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأحمد الله تبارك وتعالى وأشكره جل وعلا على تيسيره وتوفيقه، ونسأله تبارك وتعالى المزيد من فضله لنا ولكم جميعا. ونشكر الإخوة القائمين على هذا اللقاء والذين رتبوا هذا اللقاء، ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعل ذلك في موازينهم.
The Sheikh began by saying, indeed all praises belongs to Allah, we praise Him, and we beseek His help and His aid. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and from the wickedness of our actions. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, then there's no guide for him. And we bear witness openly that there is no deity that deserves to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone without any partners. And likewise, we send the salat and the salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as his family, his companions, and to follow him in truth. And the Sheikh mentioned that we thank Allah and we praise Him for allowing this meeting to be made easy. And likewise, we thank Allah for allowing us to be successful in our affairs. And again, the Sheikh also, he mentioned that we would like to thank the individuals who are responsible for organizing this event.
الكلمة التي أود أن أذكر نفسي وإياكم بها، مع أنها هذه التجربة هي أول مرة يعني أعمل درسا في السجن، ولكن لذلك يعني أنتم السبب، زيارتنا لكم فأنتم السبب، فبدأنا وهو أول درس لي. الحمد لله درسنا في المساجد، في الجامعة، في كل مكان، ولكن في السجن هذه نمبر ون، نمبر ون، فيرست تايم. فأشكركم جميعا على الحضور والجلوس، وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يكشف عنا جميعا وعنكم الكرب، ويرفع عنكم البلاء، ويوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه.
Now the Sheikh, he said that the speech or the talk that he would like to address, he first would like to mention that this is the first time that he has had the opportunity to speak in a prison. He said that he has spoken in many different venues before, including of course masajid and schools and universities. However, this is the first time that he has spoken in a prison. And then he mentioned, he said that he said, now, and this is the first time that I've been in a prison as well as in America as well. Because the Sheikh has traveled in different countries, Germany and Britain, etc. But this is the first time he has been in America and the first time he has been in a prison. And then he made supplication to Allah that Allah removes from us all trials and tribulations and difficulties and hardships and gives us success to those things that Allah loves and is pleased with.
أذكر نفسي وأذكركم والذكرى تنفع المؤمنين بحديث نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام حديث عظيم أرى أنه من المناسب في هذه المناسبة أن نتذاكر هذا الحديث يا أخوان وأن نضعه نصب أعيننا فهما إيمانا ثم عملا وهذا الحديث حديث عظيم وصفه العلماء بأنها من الوصايا الجامعة الوصايا الكلية وعليها أمور عظيمة في الإسلام وهذا الحديث جاء عن عدد من الصحابة الكرام جاء عن معاذ وعن أبي ذر عن عبد الله بن عمرو وعن عبد الله بن عمر وعن أنس وعن أبي هريرة حديث عظيم خلوا يترجم بعدين نقول الحديث حتى نرغبكم بما هو الحديث.
The Shaykh, he says, I remind myself and you, for indeed to remind the benefits of the believer. And I will remind you of a hadith that has great importance and great magnitude. And it is a major hadith. And in such circumstances, in such situation, it is appropriate to mention this hadith, which in it is a benefit for us in terms of our understanding and our iman as well as our actions. And the scholars, they describe this hadith as a hadith that is comprehensive and it is inclusive of various benefits. And he mentioned that this hadith was narrated by a number of companions, noble and great companions, the likes of Mu'adh and Abu Dharr, as well as Abdurrahman ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Amr, as well as Anas ibn Malik and Abu Huraira and others.
الحديث يا أخوان يقول فيه نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام اتق الله حيثما كنت هذه الفقرة الأولى ثم قال وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها هذه الكلمة الثانية ثم الثالثة قال وخالق الناس بخلق حسن قال لمعاذ عندما استعمله على اليمن فقبل ذهابه قال يا معاذ اتق الله حيثما كنت وإذا فعلت سيئة فأتبعها بحسنة والألفاظ كثيرة لكن مدارها على هذه الوصايا الثلاث اتق الله حيثما كنت تقوى الله تبارك وتعالى وصفها نبينا بأنها رأس الأمر ومناط الفوز والحكمة والسعادة في الدنيا والآخرة بل جعلها الله تبارك وتعالى وصيته. ربنا جل وعلا الذي خلقنا ورزقنا يوصينا، عيب، لابد نستحي. الآن المدير حق السجن يوصي ولا يأمر؟ قل لهم هذه.
The mudir or the director of the prison, does he advise you with things or does he command you with things? Does he advise or does he command? What does he do? Does he advise you to do something or does he make you do something? Huh? He commands, right? Yamur, yamur.
Ah, yamur. Yusi ma' al-friend. Al-friend yusi al-friend. لكن الكبير يأمر. ربك جل وعلا يوصي. تودد يا عبد الله، يتودد المولى عز وجل إلى الخلق والعباد. يا رب أنت تأمر، قال لا أنا أوصيكم، كما قال جل وعلا: ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب، وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. إذن وصية الله جل وعلا للناس أجمعين ما هي؟ أن اتقوا الله. تفضل يا شيخ، أنت إذا تأخرنا ضربني كذا يعني.
طيب كيف هذا الحديث؟
He said the hadith in which we're going to discuss today is a hadith that is very appropriate for this situation, and is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتْ, that you should fear Allah wherever and wherever you may be. And likewise, the second statement of the Prophet alaihi salam is that you should follow up an evil deed with a good deed and it will wipe it away. And then the third statement of the Prophet alaihi salam in his hadith is وَخَالِقَ النَّاسَ بِخُلِقِ الْحَسَنِ, that you should deal with the people with the best and most upright of manners and morals and values. And when the Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen for the purpose of giving da'wah, calling the people to the oneness of Allah, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, the Prophet ﷺ advised him with this advice, and that is to fear Allah wherever you may be. وَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ سَيِّئَةً أَتْبِعْهَا بِالْحَسَنَةِ, and if you were to do an evil deed, then follow that evil deed up with a good deed. So even though the wordings may be various and numerous, the advice is the same and it's one. And the meaning of taqwa, the Prophet ﷺ has described it as رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ, at the head of the affair. And with taqwa and with piety and fearing Allah, it is a means of gaining both success and happiness in this life as well as in the hereafter. And with taqwa, an individual gains wisdom, and he is from the individuals who's happy in this life as well as in the hereafter. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the one who created us and has provided for us, who has commanded us and who has advised us with taqwa. So as a result of this, it is a must, it's absolutely incumbent upon each one of us that we have shyness pertaining to this affair, because it is our Lord who created us and who has provided for us, that has advised us with this affair of taqwa. In the verse in which the Shaykh mentioned, it is a statement of Allah, وَلَقَدَ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, that we have advised those who have been given the book, meaning the Christians and the Jews, as well as those before you, that they should fear Allah. So this advice from Allah to fear Him and to be dutiful to Allah, it is for all of mankind. It is for all of mankind.
أنت كأنك شرحت وترجمت تقوى الله بالفير.
أين هكذا يترجم بالإنجليزية؟
نعم.
كيف؟
خطأ.
إيش عندك؟
ماشي. والشيخ وريث الدين ترانسليت تقوى الله بالفير. نو تقوى الله أكبر من الفير. الفير جزء, الفير يعني الخوف.
نعم.
الخوف جزء بسيط يعني 1% من هندردز إز تقوى الله. فالفير ليس كل تقوى الله, الفير
جزء
apart.
The Sheikh said, I made a mistake in translating. He said that he said it seems as if you translated the taqwa as fear. I said, that's how they translate it, Sheikh. No, he said, well, rather fear is only a small part of the affair of taqwa. The fear is only one part or 1% of taqwa. And it's awsa, it's akbar.
Akbar, Hassan.
It's bigger, it's bigger, it's greater. And fear is just one component of taqwa.
No. لذلك يقول العلماء تقوى الله هو الأصل. وهذه الوصية لماذا سموها وصية جامعة؟ لأنها تجمع بين أداء حق الله وحق العباد كلهم كلمة واحدة, تقوى الله, أن تؤدي حق الله وتؤدي حق رسول الله, حق الرسل, حق الملائكة, حق الكتب, حق الناس أجمعين, والديك وأولادك, زوجتك, جيرانك, المسلمين, الكافرين, البهائم, الحيوان, كلها في تقوى الله. اشرح.
نعم. He said, for this reason the scholars, they say that taqwa, it is the asl. It is the fundamental or the principle, the basis, the foundation. And for this reason, they say it is comprehensive of a number of things. He said that is because taqwa, it includes to carry out the rights of, first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the messengers, and then the Qur'an, the angels, the books, as well as your wife and your children and your neighbors, as well as the Muslims, as well as the non-Muslims.
حكام محكومين,
the leaders, those being ruled,
حيثما كنت,
wherever you may be,
في السجن,
whether you're in a prison,
في السوق, في المدرسة, في البيع, في الشراء, في كل شيء,
whether you're in a prison, the marketplace, the buying or selling, whether you're in a prison, wherever you may be, you have to fear Allah.
كيف نطبق تقوى الله؟ كيف نستطيع نحقق تقوى الله؟
How do we actualize the fear of Allah?
يقول العلماء في ثلاث.
They say it is in three affairs.
الأول تصديق الأخبار.
The first is to believe and to confirm that which has been narrated.
وجميع الأمور الغيبية.
And all of the affairs of the unseen.
الثاني طاعته جل وعلا في كل ما أمر وكل ما يحب.
And the second thing is to obey Allah and everything that Allah has commanded and everything that He has ordained.
الثالث اجتناب ما نهى الله عز وجل عنه وما يكرهه.
And the third thing is to stay away from those things that Allah has prohibited and commanded us to stay away from, and those things that Allah hates and dislikes.
في كل شأنك.
In all of your affairs.
في العقائد.
In beliefs.
أركان الإيمان.
The pillars of faith.
جميع أمور الاعتقاد.
Every affair of the creed.
في العبادات.
In the acts of worship.
في الصلاة.
In the prayer.
اتق الله في الصيام. اتق الله.
Fear Allah when fasting. Fear Allah.
في الزكاة, في الحج, في كل شيء.
In everything.
في المعاملات. مع جيرانك, مع والديك, بر الوالدين, تربية الأولاد, اتق الله. تقوى الله عز وجل تشمل الحياة كلها يا أخوان.
Fear Allah pertaining to your children as well as your family and your parents, and joining the ties of kinship and being dutiful to your parents. Taqwa of Allah, this includes all of the affairs of life.
يقول عبد الله بن مسعود,
Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said,
في قول الله جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته.
Pertaining to the statement of Allah, O ye who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared.
قال حق التقوى ما هو حق التقوى؟
The Sheikh says, what does it mean to fear Allah as He deserves to be feared?
كيف نتقيه حق التقوى؟
How we fear Him the way He deserves to be feared?
قال أن يطاع فلا يعصى.
He said it's to be that Allah is to be obeyed and not disobeyed.
وأن يذكر فلا ينسى.
And that He should be remembered and never forgotten.
يعني كل ثانية من حياتك أنت متذكر لله جل وعلا.
Every second of your life you should be remembering and pondering over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أن يذكر فلا ينسى.
And that He is to be remembered and never forgotten.
يطاع ولا يعصى.
Obeyed and never disobeyed.
يشكر ولا يكفر.
Thanked and no one should ever be ungrateful.
كل نعمة الحمد لله الشكر.
Every blessing that is bestowed upon you, be thankful and praise Allah.
في جميع الأوقات.
In all every time period.
في كل لحظة من لحظات حياتك.
In every second from the seconds of your life.
Is it easy?
Is it easy? هل هو سهل؟
Answer. No. أن نتقي الله حق التقوى. الآية هكذا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته.
He said the verse says that you should fear Allah as He deserves to be feared. O ye who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared.
Difficult. Not easy. ما نستطيع. ننسى كثيرا. نغفل كثيرا.
We forget a lot and we are heedless often.
نتبع الأهواء، نعصي، نقع في الأخطاء، نقع في المعاصي.
We make mistakes, we fall into sins and disobedience.
الحل.
The solution.
شوف حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Look at the statement of the Prophet عليه السلام.
الجزء الثاني.
The second part.
ماذا قال؟
What did he say?
إذا فعل وقعت في السيئة. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها.
He said the solution is that which appears in the second part of the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said that if you fall into an evil deed, then you should follow it up with a good deed and it will wipe it away. This is the cure.
هذا العلاج. العلاج الرباني. العلاج النبوي.
This is
الخطأ لا بد منه.
Calvin Williams. No, we want you to back over. Now, this is the cure. This is the prophetic cure.
لأنه ما يمكن أن نتقي الله حق التقوى.
Because it is not possible that we can fear Allah as He deserves to be feared.
لماذا?
Why?
بشر.
Because we're human beings.
بشر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هي سنة الله عز وجل في الخلق.
And this is the way Allah has decreed pertaining to His creation.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطا.
The Prophet عليه السلام said all of the children of Adam fall into mistakes often.
طبيعة.
This is natural.
لابد نقع.
It's a must that we will fall into mistakes.
وأنا أرجو الآن كل واحد منكم يستحضر الخطأ لأن نحن الآن في السجن بسبب أخطاء.
سبحان الله.
فأخطأنا. الخطأ طبيعي.
He said, I want all of you to ponder and bring to your mind the mistakes that you have fallen into. Because right now we are in a prison. And we're in this prison for mistakes that have taken place. So this is something that is natural, that mistakes may occur.
كل ابن آدم خطاء.
All of the children of Adam make mistakes.
ما معنى لا مو made mistakes.
خطاء يعني
خطاء. Too much.
كثير الخطأ يعني. All of the children of Adam make a lot of mistakes.
خطاء خطاء في اللغة العربية معناها too much mistake. Not one, not ten. لا too much. كل ابن آدم خطاء. لكن الحل قال وخير الخطائين التوابون.
He said, but the solution, the Prophet ﷺ said, the solution to these many mistakes and these many errors and sins is to be from those who make toba a lot.
تخطئ تب.
You make a mistake.
هذا حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأتبع السيئة يعني إذا وقعت في سيئة في خطأ يخالف التقوى فورا إيش تعمل؟ اعمل حسنة.
He said if you make a mistake and you fall into a sin then immediately do that which is do a good deed, and it will wipe it away.
حتى ترجع.
So that you may return.
وكما قال الله عز وجل وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل. ها.
إن الحسنات
يذهبنا السيئات.
And he mentioned, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that you should establish the prayer at the early part of the day as well as in the evenings. إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. For indeed, good deeds wipe away bad deeds.
إذن الوقوع في الخطأ يا أخوان طبيعة بشرية. سنة الله في خلقه.
Falling into mistakes is something that is natural. It is a way that Allah has ordained and decreed that will take place in His creation among human beings.
ولكن لا بد من العلاج والدواء.
But it is a must with that the cure takes place.
الرجوع, توبة, استشعار التقوى, ثم أتبعها بحسنة.
The first thing is that you return and that you make توبة, and then that you feel and actually realize that you have made a that you reflect upon taqwa and that you fear that you feel the taqwa. Now,
أتبعها بحسنة.
And then follow it up with a good deed.
لا بد أن تتبعها بحسنة. وهذه بشارة لنا جميعا.
And this is a glad tidings to all of us.
أن الخطأ إذا أتبعتها بحسنة خلاص تمحو.
This is a glad tidings that if an evil deed is followed by a good deed, then it wipes it away.
بل عندنا بشارة أكبر من هذه.
Rather, we have a glad tidings that's even greater than that.
ما هي؟
What is it?
ها تعرفونها؟
Do you know what it is?
البشارة الأولى أن آثار السيئات تمحى, يعني ما نحاسب عليها يوم القيامة.
The first glad tidings is that the evil deeds, once we follow them up with a good deed, they're wiped away and we are not held accountable for them on the day of judgment. So what is the second glad tidings that we have?
Second, أكبر بكثير, أعظم بكثير.
It is greater, it is much greater. What is it?
مستعدون؟
Are you ready?
The second, بشارة عظيمة جدا. السيئات تنقلب إلى حسنات.
The second glad tidings, which is even greater, is that the evil deeds that were done, they turn and change into good deeds.
يعني يكون لك أجر وثواب عند الله على مقدار السيئات التي وقعت فيها إذا اتبعت الطريق التوبة والعمل الصالح والحسنات.
On a day of judgment, those evil deeds that you have done, you will have good deeds, the amount of them, and that is if you follow the path and you follow them up with good deeds, and you after having making توبة.
جاء أحد الصحابة إلى رسول الله.
One of the companions came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال يا رسول الله.
He said, "O Messenger of Allah."
إني مقراف للذنوب.
Indeed, I have fallen into sins often.
Too much.
Too much now.
مقراف. دائما ذنوب ذنوب ذنوب.
Always I'm falling into sin.
كلمة بسيطة. قال تب إلى الله.
The Prophet said to him something, a word that's very simple. He said to him, "Repent to Allah."
قال أتوب وأعود.
He said, "O Messenger, I repent and then I return to that sin."
I can't. He always يسوي هذا المستيقظ.
No, he said, I always make the same mistake.
قال تب إلى الله.
The Prophet said, "Repent to Allah."
قال أوه يا رسول الله إذن تكثر ذنوبي.
He said, "Then in such a case, I will have many sins, O Messenger of Allah."
لماذا؟ لأنه يتوب ويرجع.
He said, "That is because I make repentance and then I return to that evil."
قال له يا فلان.
The Prophet said, "Oh, so and so."
هو إيش قال؟ تكثر ذنوبي. قال عفو الله أكبر.
The Prophet عليه السلام, he said that the pardoning of Allah is even greater than your sins.
Allah. فأنت يا عبد الله.
So you, O slave of Allah.
مهما حصلت منك الذنوب والأخطاء الطريق أمامك.
He said, "Whatever you have done from sins and from transgression, the path is right there in front of you."
الطريق أمامك.
The path is in front of you.
ما هو؟
What is this path?
توبة.
Repentance.
استغفار.
asking Allah for forgiveness.
حسنات.
And good deeds, doing good
ما
deeds.
ما هي الحسنات؟ لا إله إلا الله أكبر الحسنات.
He said, "What are good deeds?" He said, "The greatest of all good deeds is the declaration that there is no deity that deserves to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone, without any partners."
سبحان الله حسنة.
Glory be to Allah is a good deed.
الحمد لله حسنة.
Praising Allah is a good deed.
سلام عليكم حسنة.
Saying salam alaykum.
عشر حسنات. سلام عليكم عشر حسنات.
Saying salam alaykum is 10 good deeds.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله 20 حسنة.
Saying salam alaykum ورحمة الله is 20 good deeds.
Easy ولا ما هو easy الحسنات؟
Is it easy or is it not easy to do good deeds?
Easy. لذلك لا تيأس يا عبد الله.
And for this reason, do not give up. Do not despair.
قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم. شوف الآية العظيمة. ربك يحبك.
Look at this verse that Allah mentions, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى indeed loves you.
وشوف يقول العلماء. شوف القول. الله عز وجل هو الذي يقول قل يا عبادي يتقرب إلى العباد.
The scholars they point out that in the verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Say to my say, oh my servants." Allah is calling out His servants.
من أي عباد الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم.
And who are these servants in particular that Allah is calling out to? They are the ones who transgressed and harmed against themselves, transgressed against themselves.
إسراف كثير. أسرفوا على أنفسهم من الذنوب.
Many sins they have fallen into.
إيش ما هو قال لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله.
Allah said, "Do not give up from the mercy of Allah."
إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا.
Indeed, Allah forgives all sins.
فلا تيأس يا عبد الله.
So do not despair.
ولا تقنط من رحمة الله.
Do not give up from the mercy of Allah.
وأكثر من الحسنات.
And do many good deeds.
كل ما أن جالس سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له دائما خلك في ذكر الله كل عداد تعرفون العداد عداد شغال عداد الحسنات شغال خلي العداد دائما شغال ربك لا يتعب ولا يمل أنت بس لا تمل ولا تتعب يا عبد الله.
The Sheikh says, anytime you're sitting, always reflect upon Allah with Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, and La ilaha illallah. And then he mentioned that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get tired, rather you are the only one who gets tired.
فخلي العداد دائما شغال لا تخليه يقف.
The counter shouldn't cease. It should always be moving.
الحسنات لا ما لازم تدفع دولار. الدولار نحبه. جيب الدولار.
We love money. الله.
الحمد لله كله حسنات.
But the good deeds are more beloved to us.
الصيام أعظم الحسنات يا أخوان. أعظم الحسنات الصيام.
Fasting is from the greatest of good deeds.
إذا جاء رمضان الله أكبر.
If Ramadan comes.
من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
As the Prophet عليه السلام said that whoever fasts Ramadan seeking the reward and with faith, then Allah will forgive him those previous sins that he has fallen into.
إسباغ الوضوء الطهارة الصلاة الذكر بعد الصلاة كلها تغفر الذنوب جميعا يا عبد الله.
A sufficient wudu that covers the limbs completely, as well as different forms of purification, as well as the dhikr that is after the salah, all of these are good deeds that wipes away the evil deeds.
انتبه.
Pay attention.
لا يغلبك الشيطان.
Do not allow the shaitan to dominate you.
هذا وقت الشيطان الآن.
Right now, this is the time of the shaitan.
يجي يقول لك أوه أنت عندك ذنوب أنت فعلت أخطاء ما في فائدة.
The shaitan may come to you and whisper, "You've done this and you fell into these mistakes. There's no benefit for this."
جاء رجل إلى الحسن البصري رحمه الله.
A man came to Hassan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on him.
قال يا إمام الدين.
He said, "Oh scholar of the religion."
قال أستغفر من ذنبي ثم لا ألبث أن أعود.
He said, "I seek."
Problem.
Now he said, "The Hassan al-Basri, I ask Allah to forgive me for a sin, and then the time is brief until I return to that sin. I don't sit long until I return to the sin again."
قال له عد واستغفر.
He said, "Return and seek Allah's forgiveness."
قال يا حسن.
He said, "Oh Hassan."
قد فعلت كثيرا أستغفر. ثم أعود إلى الذنب.
He said, "I've sought forgiveness from Allah a lot, So I seek forgiveness and then I return to the sin.
ألا نستحي من ربنا؟
Shall we not have shyness from our Lord?
من كثرة الاستغفار والرجوع.
Because of the يعني كثرة الاستغفار, making forgiveness a lot and then returning to the sin a lot.
قال له ويحك.
He said, woe to you.
ود الشيطان لو ظفر منكم بهذه.
He said that the shaitan desires and he loves that he would be successful because of this thought of yours, this
يعني أن يجعلك تقنط من رحمة الله.
Meaning to make you despair from the mercy of Allah.
تستحي وبعدين ما تستغفر خلاص تستمر في لا.
Meaning that you have this shyness from Allah, and then this will cause you to not even seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again.
وأتبع السيئات ها الحسنات.
But the Prophet عليه السلام.
بعدين تمحوها. لا مو بس تمحوها, تتبدل إلى الحسنات.
He said, but the Prophet عليه السلام said, after you do an evil deed, follow it up with a good deed, and it will wipe it away. And not only will it wipe it away, but it will turn those evil deeds into good deeds.
عمر بن العاص الصحابي الجليل.
The great companion Amr ibn al-As.
جاء إلى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
He came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال يا رسول الله أريد أن أسلم أدخل الإسلام.
And at that point he was a Muslim. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, I want to become Muslim.
يعني أول كان في الجاهلية. الآن عمر يريد أن يدخل. ها. الإسلام. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بايع.
The Prophet عليه السلام, he said, make a pledge of allegiance.
قل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
He said, say.
الدخول في الإسلام, easy ولا difficult? كلمة.
He said to him, say that there is no deity that deserves to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone without any partners, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And this is something that's easy to say.
قالوا ثم ماذا؟ إيش الواجب علي بعد هذا؟ قال تسمع وتطيع. السمع والطاعة وتؤدي الفرائض. قال طيب هذا لكم, هذا لله, هذا لله, هذا لله, أنا إيش لي؟
And then the Prophet عليه السلام said to him that you are to hear and to obey and to carry out those obligatory matters. So Amr ibn al-As, he said, this is for Allah, this is for Allah, this is for you. What's for me?
What's for me? فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لك الجنة.
The Prophet عليه السلام said, for you is paradise.
مد يا عمر يا عمر.
He said, extend your hand.
قال no.
He said, no.
عندي شرط.
There's a condition.
قال وما ذاك؟ قال لقد أذنبت كثيرا.
He said, I've عمر بن العاص, he said, I've fallen into many mistakes.
كثير.
Many sins.
سيئات, أخطاء.
Sins, disobedience.
جاهلية.
This is before Islam.
كل شيء فعل.
Everything he used
قال
to do.
ولكنه كثير يا رسول الله.
He said, but Messenger of Allah, it's many sins that I've fallen into.
قال كيف؟
He said, how?
كيف دخول الجنة وهذه كلها؟
He said, how can I enter paradise and I've done all of this?
Mountains يعني من السيئات.
Mountains of sins and disobediences.
فقال له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يا عمر مد.
So the Prophet عليه السلام said,
أما علمت أن الإسلام يجب ما قبله.
The Prophet عليه السلام said, Oh Amr, extend your hand. Have you not come to know that Islam removes and wipes away those sins that came before it?
قال يا رسول الله والله إنها لكثيرة.
He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, indeed, there are a lot of sins.
قال يا عمر.
The Prophet said, Oh Amr.
يقلبها الله تبارك وتعالى إلى الحسنات.
He said, Oh Amr, Allah will turn those evil sins that you've done into good deeds.
هل رضيت؟
Are you pleased?
Satisfied?
Are you satisfied?
كل السيئات will change into حسنات. Okay? عمر وقف.
So عمر, he stood there.
قال سوري. لو كنت أعلم لأكثرت.
He said, if I'd have known this, I'd have did more sins.
فيا إخواني لا تيأسوا من رحمة الله.
He said, oh my brothers, do not despair from the mercy of Allah.
والله أحيانا مثل ما قلنا الذكر الصلاة كلها حسنات لكن أعظم منها أنك تصبر على البلاء.
نعم. He said, like as we mentioned, the dhikr after the prayer and other things like this are all good deeds. But more important than that is that you are to be patient upon trials and tribulations.
استشعروا رحمة الله.
To feel the mercy of Allah.
استشعروا ربوبية الله.
And to feel the lordship of Allah.
استشعروا حق الله عز وجل عليكم وأنتم في السجن.
As well as to reflect and feel the right that Allah has over you while you're in prison.
لأن السجن بلاء.
Why is this? Because being in prison, no doubt, is a trial.
بلاء ولا ما هو بلاء؟
Is it trial or is it not a trial?
عقاب ولا ما هو عقاب؟
Is it a punishment or is it not a punishment?
أذى ولا ما هو أذى؟
Is it harmful or is it not harmful?
أذى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يصاب المؤمن ببلاء ولا أذى حتى الشوكة شوكة صغيرة حسنات.
The Prophet عليه السلام said that the believer is not afflicted by any trial or tribulation or hardship, even the shawka, like a splinter or the likes of this from a tree, except that it is for him يعني حسنة.
إذا صبر.
If he's patient.
فاصبروا واحمدوا الله تبارك وتعالى وأكثروا من الحسنات واصبروا فوالله هذا يكون خيرا لكم في الدنيا والآخرة.
Be patient and continue to be patient and endure the hardships and the trials and tribulations, for indeed it will be better for you in the hereafter.
لذلك كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل ما قلنا لا يريد ربنا تبارك وتعالى أن تشعر وهذا طبعا الشيطان يحرك. Oh, too much sense.
He said the shaitan may come to you and whisper, oh, you've done too much evil.
كل ما يجيك يقول لك oh, your sins is big. قل oh, الله أكبر.
Every time the shaitan comes to you like this, an awful salah.
فمهما كان السنس كبير فالله
أكبر.
أكبر.
Regardless of how great the sins may be, indeed Allah is greater.
شوف أنت كم مرة في اليوم تقول الله أكبر.
How many times in a day do you say الله أكبر?
كم مرة في اليوم?
How many times? How many times? Yes. Yeah, I pray, right? How many times do you say الله أكبر? No, more than that, because you got the rukur and sujood.
70?
No, he said 17.
Yeah. لا, no. Yeah. 170. أكثر من 100 مرة في اليوم أنت تقول عد الصلوات كلها مع الأذان مع الصلاة مع كل صلاة مع النوافل مع الفرائض. Hundreds of times. الله أكبر. فإياك أن تشعر أن ذنبك أكبر مصيبة.
So be aware of
problem.
Be aware of thinking that your sins are greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No.
أكبر الله أكبر من كل شيء.
Allah is greater than everything.
استشعروا هذا.
You should feel this.
يبدل الله عز وجل السيئات إلى حسنات. هذا وعد من رسول الله ووعد من الله.
And this is a promise.
الإسلام يجب ما قبله. والتوبة تجب ما قبلها.
And this is a promise from Allah and His Messenger that a tawbah as well as Islam removes that which is before.
فمن آمن وعمل صالحا وتاب إلى الله يبدل الله تعالى سيئاتهم حسنات.
So whoever believes and does righteous deeds and makes tawbah, then Allah will change his evil deeds into good deeds.
الجزء الثالث من حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نكمله بس قال وخالق الناس بخلق حسن.
And the third part of the hadith is that the Prophet عليه السلام said that you should deal and interact with the people with the best of manners.
وهذا داخل في عمل الحسنات وطبعا داخل في التقوى ما في كلام.
And this here, the statement of the Prophet عليه السلام is included in righteous actions. It is a type of righteous actions.
وهذه مسألة مهمة جدا يا إخوان.
And this is a very important affair.
أخلاق.
Mannerisms.
أخلاق.
Mannerisms.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا.
The Prophet عليه السلام, he said that the most complete of the believers in their faith are those who have the best mannerisms.
أثقل ما يوضع في الميزان يوم القيامة حسن الخلق.
And the heaviest of things on the scales of the day of judgment is good mannerisms.
أقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا.
The Prophet عليه السلام said that the closest of you to me in sitting on the day of judgment are those who have the best of mannerisms.
هل نحب القرب من رسول الله ولا ما نحب؟
Do we love to be close to the Messenger of Allah, or don't we?
Near or far?
Do we want to be near him or far from him?
Near. بالخلق.
This is by having good mannerisms.
أقربكم مني مجلسا يعني nearest أحاسنكم أخلاقا.
The ones who will be closest in sitting to the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام on the Day of Judgment are those who have the best of manners.
حتى نختصر لأن الوقت ضيق والأسئلة ما شاء الله كثيرة. ما معنى حسن الخلق؟
What is the meaning of good mannerisms?
كيف نطبق حسن الخلق؟
How do we implement and actualize good mannerisms?
هو easy? No, not easy. سبحان الله. تقوى الله easy. الحسنات easy. حسن الخلق problem. مصيبة. ليه؟ قل لهم لماذا.
He said, why is it difficult to have good mannerisms?
وهذا كلام العلماء.
He said, and this, I'm referring to the statements of the scholars.
قالوا أداء حقوق الله سهلة. Easy. حتى الإنسان يؤدي حق الله.
He said, the scholars, they said that to carry out the rights of Allah is something that may be easy.
لكن يقولون الجمع بين أداء حقوق الله وحقوق العباد عزيز جدا. قليل جدا.
But to gather and reconcile between the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of mankind is something that is great, and it can be difficult and tough.
You know why? Why it is difficult? Huh? أنتم مقتنعين إنه difficult?
He said, are you convinced that it is difficult to have good mannerisms with the people?
With all the people and every time. Difficult. Very difficult.
All the time. Yeah. SubhanAllah.
أنت حتى مع أولادك, your son, تضربه أحيانا.
He said, even if your son get out of pocket a little bit, you might pop him.
مع الزوجة. ما كل كثير.
He said, it might be tough, to be honest, with so many people and situations, it might be tough to have good manners with everybody all the time.
So it is difficult.
It may be difficult.
Mo maybe.
It is difficult.
100%
100% difficult. يعني بعض الناس لعله يحل يعني. ممكن سهل على
لا صعب جدا يا اخوان.
I'm saying maybe, but the Sheikh said no, it's difficult 100% of the time. He said it's difficult. All right.
علماءنا من زمان قالوا الجمع بين أداء حقوق الله وحقوق العباد في كل الأوقات عزيز لا يقوى عليه إلا الكمل أهل الكمال من النبيين والصديقين أما إحنا ما نستطيع.
He said the scholars have said to gather between the rights of Allah and the rights of mankind is something that is difficult, and the only individuals who have attained this level and the status, the ability to do this, are those who are complete, such as the prophets and the messengers.
We are not prophets. لذلك very difficult. أنا أقول لماذا؟ اسأل نفسك. Ask
yourself.
Ask yourself. Why? Why difficult? طبيعة بشرية.
The naturality of the human being.
فطرة بشرية. لماذا؟ لأن الواحد منا مثلا وريث الدين. Visit me, I visit him. Sheikh Anwar, say, Salamu alaykum, I tomorrow say, Salamu alaykum. يعني اللي يسلم علي ها
وسلم عليه.
نسلم عليه. اللي يزورني نزوره. الذي يصلني أصله. اللي يعطيني نعطيه. اللي يخدمني ها نخدمه. نخدمه. إذا هو مشى ما قال السلام عليكم، أنا أيضا ما أقول السلام عليكم. عندنا شيء في الأخلاق يسمى ردة الفعل. يعني كيف تكون أنت معي أنا أيضا أكون معك.
نعم. He said, if he visits me, then I'll visit him. If he gives salams to Sheikh Anwar, Anwar will give salams to him. If he gives salams to someone, he will return the salams. If, for example, he gives something to someone, then an individual will give something to him. It's basically, the Sheikh said, this is reciprocal behavior. Something that's reciprocal. Meaning that it's easy for you to enjoin the ties of kinship, with those who tie the ties of kinship with you. Or those who give salams to you, you give salams to them. Or those who give you things, you give them things.
كلنا هكذا يا أخي.
All of us are like this with this reciprocal behavior.
حتى مع الأهل.
Even with your family and your wife.
مع الأرحام مع الأقارب يحترمني أحترمهم.
Even with kith and kin. Well, if they respect me, I'll respect them.
يخدمني نخدمهم.
If he serves me, I'll
يساعدني أساعده.
If he helps me, then I help him.
هكذا ولا لا؟
Is it like this with the people or no? لا شك.
كلنا هكذا.
All of us are like.
How you are with me? I with you. You good? I am good. You not good? I'm not good. وهذا خطأ كبير جدا. ترجم.
لا يعني الأسئلة إن شاء الله.
هذا معناه إحنا نقول في اللغة العربية. ردود الأفعال. ردود الأفعال. لذلك حتى مع جيراننا الجار نيبر يعطيك شيء أنت تعطيه شيء ما يعطيك ما تعطيه.
So even with your neighbor, if they give you something, you give them something. But if they don't, then you don't give them anything.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اسمعوا الحديث.
The Prophet عليه السلام said, and listen to this hadith.
لا يكن أحدكم إما.
إيش إما؟
إما إنجليش.
إيش إما؟ بين يعني إيش اشرح بالعربية.
النبي يشرح.
The Prophet عليه السلام said, don't be إما.
يعني الإمعة المقلد.
An individual who يعني المقلد يعني.
كان مرة في قلت أنا قالوا imitate.
Don't imitate. Don't be one who imitates. Okay, no.
لا يكن أحدكم إمعة.
Don't be one who imitates.
من الإمعة يا رسول الله؟ قال الذي يقول إن أحسن الناس أحسنت وإن أساءوا أسأت.
Don't be one who imitates the people and blind follows them and says, well, if the people are upon good, then I'll do good. And if the people are evil, then I'll be upon evil.
لا ما ينفع. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن وطنوا أنفسكم. يعني practice. دائما practice. لماذا؟ إن أحسن الناس أن تحسنوا. وإن أساء الناس أن تحسنوا أيضا.
The Prophet عليه السلام said you should train yourself such that if the people are upon good, then you will be upon good. And if the people are upon evil, then you will also be upon good.
لذلك يقول لأبي هريرة أتعلم أعظم أخلاقي أهل الدنيا والآخرة أعظم الأخلاق حسن الخلق أعظمه ما هو النبي يقول قال أن تعفو عمن ظلمك.
The Prophet عليه السلام, he said that the greatest of all actions in this life as well as in the hereafter, it is that you pardon the individual who oppresses you.
نستطيع.
Is this possible?
واحد يظلمك وأنت تعفو عنه.
An individual who transgresses against you and you pardon him.
أن تعفو عمن ظلمك وأن تصل من قطعك.
And to tie the ties of kinship to the ones who have broken the ties of kinship.
وأن تعطي من حرمك.
And to give the one who has prohibited you from something.
وأن تصفح عن من شتمك.
And to تصفح مثل تعفو.
تعفو.
No, to pardon the individual who insults you and curses at you. Speaks bad about you.
إحنا اليوم إذا هو قال donkey. إحنا شو نقول له؟ تقول له you are donkey, your father donkey, your mother donkey. لا, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا قال you are donkey, you are كذا, قل له thank you, نقدر نستطيع.
He said,
is it easy? هذا حسن الخلق يا أخوان. حسن الخلق ما تكون إما تفعل الحسنات نفسها وأتبع السيئة سيئة الحسنة, هو يسيء وأنت تفعل الحسن, هذا هو حسن الخلق. وأسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم وأن يلهمنا تقوى والحسنات وحسن الخلق, ونسأله تبارك وتعالى أن يجزيكم خير الجزاء وأن يعفو عنكم جميعا وعنا وأن يغفر لنا ولكم جميعا. وأن وهذا كان دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, اللهم أني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى, أعظم دعاء يا أخوان كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دائما يكثر منه, لأن التقوى رأس الأمر كما ذكرنا. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقنا وإياكم وأن يوفقنا وإياكم إلى ما فيه التقى والحسنات وحسن الخلق. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم.
Sheikh closed out. I just mentioned a hadith that he quoted, and as a statement of the Prophet عليه السلام, which he used to mention a lot. He said, "Oh Allah, I ask you guidance as well as taqwa, as well as chastity, as well as sufficiency."
Jazakallah khairan ya Sheikhana, wa nasal Allah azza wa jal أن يجعل هذه الكلمة على ميزان حسناتكم يوم تلقاه إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. الحمد لله يا إخوان, we thank the Sheikh, Sheikh Falah ibn Ismail حفظه الله تعالى, with that beautiful talk that he just gave. الحمد لله, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put it.
خلني أبشرهم ببشارة أخرى.
And Sheikh says, I'm going to give you another good glad tidings.
إحنا العرب عندنا يحبون البشارة كثير جدا.
He says, the Arab, we like to give glad tidings to people all the time.
لذلك اللي يبشر على طول يعطونه شيء يسمونه بشارة, يعني يعطونه جائزة, لا بد من الجائزة.
نعم. So he said the person who gives glad tidings, he said, you know, they give them back some type of prize or something like this.
البشارة النظر في حياة العلماء يا أخوان.
He said this بشارة, this glad tidings is to look into the lives of the ulama, the people of knowledge.
أولا مالك بن دينار.
He said, first, Malik bin Dinar.
Imam.
He was an imam.
Tabi'i jaleel.
He was a tabi'i. He was a virtuous tabi'i. The student of the Sahaba.
كان من أبناء الملوك.
He was from the children of some kings at that time, rulers.
في بلاد فارس.
And Fars, which is present-day Iran or that area.
فجاء إلى الإسلام ودخل في الإسلام.
So he accepted Islam.
وكان من أزهد الناس.
And he was from those people who had zuhud, abstinence in the dunya.
فذكروه قالوا حياتك أول.
So they reminded him. They said, look at your life before. You had a great life before.
قال والله.
He said, by Allah.
لا أرى إلا أنني كنت في سجن.
He said, I don't see except that I was in prison, that I left out of prison.
وكان دائما يقول إنه هذه الدنيا سجن المؤمن.
And he used to always say that this dunya is the prison of the believer.
أبو حنيفة رحمه الله.
أبو حنيفة رحمه الله.
يقول الدنيا سجن المؤمن.
He said the dunya.
وجنة الكافر.
He said the dunya is the prison of the believer and the paradise of the disbeliever.
حياتنا حقيقة الحياة في الآخرة يا أخوان.
He said our real life and our true life is the life of the hereafter.
بشارة أخرى, أحمد بن حنبل.
Another بشارة, glad tidings. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal.
سجن وعذب كثير.
He was put in prison and he was you know, they punished him and they persecuted him, the likes.
قيل له.
It was said to him.
ما تخاف السجن؟
Are you not afraid of prison?
تنازل شوي حتى تخرج.
They said, you know, stop saying what you're saying so that you can leave.
قال السجن دار مثل داري.
He said, "Sijin is a place just like my house."
وفراش مثل فراشي.
He said, "My bed is just like my bed in the house."
بل ربما أفضل.
He said, "Maybe better."
خلاص خلينا في السجن.
He said, keep us in prison. And we're going to seek by this being coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بشارة أخرى.
Another بشارة, glad tidings.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, who's known to all of you.
سجن كثير.
He was put in prison many times.
حتى أنه مات في السجن يا أخوان.
Up until the point that he died in prison.
مات في السجن.
He died in prison.
أخرجوه من السجن كفنا.
They took him out of prison on a as janaza, you know.
قالوا يا شيخ الإسلام خلاص شوية تنازل حتى تخرج.
They told him, Sheikh al-Islam, stop saying what you're saying so that you can get out of prison.
قال ما يفعل بي أعدائي.
He said, what are my enemies going to do to me?
سجني.
This my prison.
خلوة بيني وبين ربي.
It's in it I have a khalwa, an isolation between me and between my Lord.
طلقت الدنيا وجيت هنا أعيش مع الله سبحانه في الليل وفي النهار.
I left the dunya and I'm here and I'm living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day and throughout the night.
قال سجني خلوة وسجني عبادة لله تبارك وتعالى.
He said this cell that I am in, he said is so I can become closer to Allah and worship Allah.
فاصبروا يا إخوان.
So be patient, O brothers.
وصابروا.
And endure patience.
واحتسبوا.
And seek the reward.
وعليكم بالذكر والصلاة والعبادة فإنها أعظم قربة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
And upon you is to remember Allah and pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily this is something that's going to make you become closer
الله
to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
كونوا دعاة في السجن. كونوا دعاة.
He said, and be
لغير
callers.
المسلمين.
Be callers to the non-believers while you're in prison. Be callers to the non-believers.
اجتهد أنك تؤثر على غيرك في السجن فيدخل الإسلام. بماذا؟ كيف؟
Work hard so you can call other people to enter Islam. Work hard. Why is this?
حسن الخلق.
How is this? Through good dealings,
والله
good character.
حسن الخلق هو بريدك إلى قلوب الناس يا عبد الله.
He said, حسن الخلق, good character is that which is going to make you reach the hearts of the people.
لذلك الأنبياء كلهم حسن الخلق.
Because of this, all of the prophets, they had حسن الخلق, good character.
وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
Allah says about the messenger, indeed you're on a خلق عظيم, from the best and the most best of character.
حسن الخلق, الرحمة, الرفق, اللين, الكلمة الطيبة, الابتسامة, هذه كلها بإذن الله طريقكم إلى هؤلاء السجناء الذين معكم في السجن.
The Sheikh said, being gentle and smiling and having good character and the likes of this, all of this is a way, all of this dealing is a way to reach the people who are the disbelievers.
طيب, يلا تفضل.
نعم. 15 minutes left. No, okay. This one, the brothers, they wrote these down. نعم. طيب, إخوان. So we're going to ask some questions. Alhamdulillah, there's some very good questions. The first question, it says, يا فضيلة الشيخ, من المعلوم أن العلم هو شرط. Well, I'll read it in English first. It says, it is known that knowledge is a condition for the kalima la ilaha illallah. My question is, what does someone do if when he pronounced the shahadatain and he did not have knowledge of the meaning or he did not fulfill the other conditions? نعم يا شيخ يقول يا فضيلة الشيخ من المعلوم أن العلم شرط في كلمة لا إله إلا الله. سؤالي, إذا نطق الإنسان بشهادتين ولم يكن يعرف معناها, يعني فما الحكم؟
يعني هنا في السجن إذا نطق الشهادتين.
In prison.
الذنب على وريث الدين.
لا هذا أو قبل
هي must explain.
قبل مجيء.
لا بد من العلم. العلم شرط. يجب أن يعلم معنى لا إله إلا الله.
He said it's my fault. وريث الدين. He said it's a must that the individual knows.
هذا إن شاء الله طيب. بس حركوه. He wants. يعني مثل السيارة. السيارة تروح تجلس فيها تشتغل. لا, تطلع المفتاح وتحركها تشتغل. وريث الدين حركوه بإذن الله يشرح لكم ويبين لكم.
He said like a car, you got to turn them on and move them and make them active, and inshallah I'll do my best to explain it to you. He said, but it is a condition that when you take shahada that you have to have knowledge.
يجب, العلم واجب. نعم.
Knowledge is obligatory.
بس يا أخوان جبتوني ماء, ما شربتوني ماء. ليش أنتم بخلاء؟
So he didn't drink the water. So
why?
Are you stingy? He didn't get the water
because
he didn't like it with the ice in it.
He just.
أنا أخاف من الثلج يا شيخ.
You like the ice.
ما عندكم ثلج في الكويت؟
لا يا شيخ.
You got ice in Kuwait, right? I'm sure they got ice over there.
ولا يا شيخ نمشي في الشوارع كله آيس 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 نخاف. نخاف. بعدين تحطون في الماء ثلج هنا ما نقدر نشرب.
Well, you know, the sheikh is from Kuwait. When he seen snow, the sheikh was, you know, he was amazed at the snow. There's no snow in Kuwait.
يعني واحد يسأل إذا كان لديه أخلاق طيبة ولكن مع هذا ليس بمؤمن. يعني إيش يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عن هذا الرجل؟
أنت اللي معنا الآن.
نعم.
أين
هذا
الشخص اللي جاء بهذا السؤال وهو يسمع وأنا سأترجم.
نعم. عبد الله بن جدعان كان من أحسن الناس أخلاقا في الجاهلية.
He said that individual by the name of Abdullah, Sahabi.
لا لا لا.
Sahabi.
في الجاهلية.
The individual Abdullah bin Jad'an. He was from the individuals had the greatest of mannerisms in the affair in the time of pre-Islamic period.
أخلاق.
Mannerisms.
بذل، عطاء، كرم، سخاء.
Used to exert himself. Give a lot of good gifts and hospitality and the likes of this.
كان يضرب به المثل في الجاهلية.
Examples used to be put forth for him because of his good mannerisms.
وهو صاحب حلف الفضول الذي دعا إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما عمره 25 سنة قبل البعثة. حلف الفضول. يعني نصرة المظلوم وإعطاء المحروم. يعني عمل مثل حقوق الإنسان.
He was,
وحضره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Like a charity organization. Yeah. He was in the pre-Islamic period. He used to have sort of like a charity organization.
You know. ينصر المظلوم، يعطي المحروم، المحتاج، المسكين.
The poor and the impoverished, the individuals who needed help, he used to assist them and aid them.
تقول عائشة يا رسول الله.
And Aisha, she said, "O Messenger of Allah."
عبد الله بن جدعان.
عبد الله بن جدعان.
هل ينفعه يوم الدين شيء مما فعله في الدنيا؟
She said, "This عبد الله بن جدعان, will it be of any benefit the good that he exerted when he was in the period of the pre-Islamic period?"
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا.
The Prophet عليه السلام said, "No, none of this will be any benefit to him." يعني ما
تكلم. نعم. ما قبل نعم. ما قبل الجاهلية. قبل البعث.
Because he died before. The sinning of the Prophet عليه السلام. So he died upon disbelief.
لماذا؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لأنه لم يقل يوما رب اغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين.
الله أكبر. The Prophet عليه السلام said to Aisha, that is, he will not be forgiven because he never said at all, "Oh my Lord, forgive me on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection."
فهو كان يعمل في الدنيا وللدنيا وما كان عنده أي شيء عن الآخرة. فلا يعفو يغفر له في الآخرة.
So he used to do many good deeds and many charitable things, but they were all for this dunya, being heedless about the meeting of Allah in the hereafter.
وأنا متأكد.
And I am completely sure.
أن هذا الذي على حسن الخلق وهو ليس بمسلم لو عرف الإسلام الصحيح ولو عرف أخلاق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نبينا محمد. كان يجي الأعرابي، تعرفون الأعرابي؟ أنتم عندكم أعراب؟
بدوين.
عندكم؟ ما عندكم ها؟
ما عندنا، توبليس.
لا، إحنا عندنا كثير.
آسف أخطأت، لم أترجم السؤال بالإنجليزي. I'm sorry, I never translated the question in English. The question I asked, what does Allah say about a righteous man who conducts himself with respect to Allah's good conduct standing, however, is not a believer in Allah? So from this question, what I forgot to translate in English, the Sheikh went into the story of Abdullah ibn Jad'an, who died before Islam, and he had many good deeds and many charitable organizations.
ما فيه مثله في good deeds.
And there was no one, anything like him in the affair of doing good deeds. And Aisha asked the Prophet alayhi salam, will he be in paradise? And the Prophet said no, because not one day did he seek Allah's forgiveness on the day of when he will meet Allah on the day of judgment.
الشاهد.
And the Sheikh also said, Barakallahu Fikum, he said the individual who asked this question here, I'm sure that he, if this man who asked this question, who has these noble characteristics, that if he were to have known about Islam, with true knowledge,
ونبي الإسلام.
And the Prophet of Islam, that he would have accepted Islam. If he knows about the reality of Islam, he would accept it.
كان الأعرابي يجي يقول يا محمد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخلاق يا أخوان. هذا لو عرف الإسلام وعرف نبي الإسلام وعرف الأخلاق في الإسلام سيدخل في الإسلام.
The question, if he would have, were to know about Islam and the mannerisms of Islam and the Prophet of Islam and Islam and its truth, then he would enter into Islam.
لكن مصيبتنا اليوم,
but the problem that we have today,
مصيبة إسلامنا,
the problem of our Islam today,
how many Islam we have?
How many types of Islam do we have?
Allah
is done.
كثير 73
سبحان الله العظيم
73 النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا أخوان الإسلام شوه
Islam has been distorted.
كثير
many different people doing their own thing in
الصوفية أهل البدع أهل الأهواء منذ قرون
the people of Sufia the people of innovation and desires for centuries
تشويه
have distorted the religion of Islam
حتى جاء من
and to the point that who came
جاء الخميني
الخميني
ذبح الإسلام
who has slaughtered Islam
ثم جاء بعده ابن لادن ذبح الإسلام من هنا ابن لادن
and then after him the likes of Ibn Laden came and he slaughtered Islam
فالإسلام مشوه
Islam is distorted
خاصة عند الغرب هنا يا أخوان
especially in the west here
في الغرب والناس الذين ما عرفوا الإسلام أما تقول إسلام أوب in one eye خميني in the second eye ابن لادن oh no Islam no ليه أول ما يسمع بالإسلام هنا خميني وهنا ابن لادن ما في غيره.
He said that is because the people when they think often of Islam in one eye they have Bin Laden and in the other eye they have al-Khomeini. So they, as a result they rejected the religion of Islam because.
So Islam is not good.
So the people that say Islam is this is no benefit. It's not
Islam
good.
Bad. Islam means Khomeini. Islam means Bin Laden. لا.
And this is not the case.
الإسلام ليس الخميني وليس ابن لادن والله.
Islam is not Khomeini or is it ابن لادن.
لذلك أحسنوا وبينوا واجتهدوا.
And for this reason you.
فتكونون في الجهاد بإذن الله هنا عند هؤلاء الناس.
نعم. He said for this reason have good mannerisms and clarify the religion and exert yourselves and give in da'wah with the people the likes of these people here in the prison.
طيب
سؤال الأخير طيب
يمكن يسمحون ما يسمحون you are tired
لا لا لا
الإدارة الإدارة
الإدارة ها خلاص إدارة إدارة ها
طيب طيب سؤال يعني نجعله سؤال جيدا إن شاء الله
نعم
طيب يقول
أنت الآن تقلب الأوراق تقلب الأوراق كل واحد يقول إن شاء الله my question, my question.
One says why should we follow the salaf لماذا نتبع السلف لماذا نتبع السلف سلف صالح
في العقائد number one
the question is why should we follow the pious predecessors the first thing in beliefs
أول شيء في العقائد.
The first thing is in the belief.
العقيدة أولاً.
The creed is the first and most important.
ثم في العبادات.
And then in the affairs of worship.
في الصلاة.
Like the prayer.
صيام. الزكاة. في الحج.
حج.
نصلي مثل الصحابة.
We pray as the companions pray.
كثير منا اليوم يصلي الفرائض فقط.
Many people pray the obligatory prayers.
خطأ. السلف ما كانوا هكذا.
The pious predecessors they weren't like this.
صلي الفريضة صلي النوافل صلي الرواتب صلوا صلاة الضحى هكذا كان الصحابة
the companions they used to pray the obligatory as well as the supererogatory prayers
الثالث الثالث في الأخلاق والمعاملات
and the third thing after creed and worship is righteous actions transactions between the people interactions
المعاملات العقود العهود البيع الشراء كله لابد نكون مثل السلف
buying and selling and treaties and covenants we have to be as the companions used to be
وهذا أمر من الله عز وجل
and this is a command from Allah
هذا أمر من الله تبارك وتعالى
this is a command from Allah
والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار بعدين والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إحسان إتقان في المتابعة لمن؟ للمهاجرين والأنصار. إذن الناس ثلاثة، إما مهاجر وأرنط، أنصار وأرنط. إذن كيف يا رب بمتبع بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said,
three types فقط. من هذا كله؟ هذا الوعد، ها ها، رضي الله عنهم، الوعد الأول، الوعد الثاني، ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين. Five وعد لمن؟ Three types of man. مهاجرون. We are not. We are مهاجرون. انتهى راح. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء. أنصار راح انتهى. صحابة ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه. إذا ما باقي إلا one صنف. اتبع المهاجرين والأنصار بإحسان وإتقان في كل شيء.
نعم. سنختم هذا السؤال إن شاء الله.
طيب.
أي نعم. So the question, just to remind about the question, why do we have to follow the pious predecessors? So the Shaykh, he mentioned the three aspects in which we follow them in, which is in creed, as well as worship, as well as transactions and interactions. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned the verse as a proof for this, what's being mentioned, and that is the statement of Allah that the first to believe and to those who preceded in their belief from among the muhajirun, the ones who made hijrah from Mecca to Medina, wal ansar, those who assisted the muhajirun when they arrived to Medina, as well as those who follow them with ihsan. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him, and Allah has prepared for them a paradise beneath, or paradises beneath
يعني المتابعه بدقه واتقان واحسان، هذا معنى الاحسان.
نعم. And this to follow them in ihsan, meaning that you follow them with precision and detail in all of these affairs that have been mentioned, and then Allah promised them with paradise or paradises beneath which rivers flow, and Allah is pleased with them and he's pleased with them, and they will remain in paradise forever.
واضح؟
Is this clear?
كذلك قول الله جل وعلا.
Likewise the statement of Allah.
ومن يشاقق الرسول ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين. كل من يتبع غير طريق الصحابة، المؤمنون الصحابة الأوائل، المهاجرون والأنصار، إيش يحصل فيه؟ قال نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
And likewise the statement of Allah that whoever opposes the messenger after clear guidance, after guidance has been made clear to him, and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we will leave him to the path which he has chosen and enter him into the hellfire, and what an evil abode.
فاتباع الصحابة دين يا أخوان.
So to follow the companions, this is religion.
أمر من الله وأمر من الرسول.
A command.
والأدلة كثيرة جدا في القرآن والسنة.
Now, a command from Allah and a command from the Prophet عليه السلام, and this is something that comes often in the Quran as well as in the Sunnah.
طيب إخوان، إن شاء الله تعالى I'm going to keep these questions إن شاء الله for the other brothers who ask the questions إن شاء الله, and we have some time with the Shaykh, and we'll record them and I'll send it to the brother Abu Nuh إن شاء الله so he can translate the questions for you brothers and benefit them. So I'll keep them إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
جزاكم الله خيرا. بارك الله فيكم.